Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I'm actually really excited about this item. I didn't know what to expect when we were getting it in, but I got it in and there's a lot of things about this to love. And what this is a Folio wallet, but it's a larger wallet that you can actually put a bunch of stuff in. But what makes this extremely cool, not only is all the storage in it and the fact that it even has a pocket on the front that you can slide your phone in and hold your phone down and even use it with Aira, which I'll get to here in just a little bit. But you can actually wear this around your neck and you can do it crossbody if you'd rather do that. So the way this thing works, it's about 7.5 inches tall and it's about 4.5 inches wide. And so you have a pocket on the front that has goes up about two-thirds of the way of a cell phone. So if you slid your phone in here, whether it be an iPhone Pro, a Pro Max, or whatever, it's going to hold that phone. It's going to go up about two-thirds of the way. So that way, it's not going to just tumble out. Your phone's not going to fall out or anything like this. And you put it in your phone in portrait mode. So if I take my iPhone Pro, just slide it right down in there, and now the top third of the phone is actually poking out this pouch, and the bottom two thirds is holding it in. But the really cool thing about it is your camera is not blocked off with this. So the top third of your phone is where your camera is. And so now I can slide this in with my camera poking out away from me. And I have a strap here. There is a little strap that has a stretchy piece of fabric on it, a little stretchy bungee kind of thing that you fold over the top of your phone and then magnetically latch it on the magnetic button here on the front. So that way, not only is your phone completely stable, but it's not going to fall out or anything like that, but this strap will actually hold your phone in there. Now, with the Pro model that I have in here, the strap actually doesn't have to stretch any to go over the top of the phone and strap it down in the middle where the magnetic connection is. But if you put a Pro Max in here, then it will actually stretch to fit that phone, and then it will also hold it down as well. So the really cool thing about this is the strap goes right through the middle of the phone, and so the only lens that it blocks on your camera is the one on the right. And that is if you're looking at your phone straight on from the back. Most of the new iPhones have two lenses on the left, one on top of each other. So you got one top left, then you got a top right, and then you got a top left and a bottom left lens. And then you have a lens that's by itself over on the right side, between, kind of positioned between those two lenses on the left, but it's on the right side. So it's kind of like a triangle thing. The strap actually covers up the right lens. And here's the thing about that, guys. I confirmed with Aira the other day with my phone, and Pav and I were on the phone. They do not use anything but the top left lens. So even though the strap on this is covering up the right lens, it is not going to affect anything by using Aira. Even if you covered up the bottom left lens, it's not going to affect anything with Aira. Aira only uses the top left lens of the camera. So this strap going over the right lens, no big deal. It's going to hold your phone in. It's going to hold it stable, and you can have it poking out and just, looking ahead of you and using Aira, Be My Eyes, whatever you want. Now that's one side of it. Now, of course, you don't have to use that for the cell phone pocket if you don't want, but it's a perfect pocket for a cell phone, and that's really what it's made for. It's made to be a little stretchy. It's made to fit your phone. It's made to hold your phone in there nice and snug. So very, very cool there. Like I said, it'll hold up to a iPhone Pro Max, which is like a 6.7-inch phone. Really nice there. And then the other great thing about this is it has two rings, one on the left side of the Folio case and one on the right side. So when I say left and right, I mean if you're looking at this like you're looking at the front of it, and the there's a zipper that unzips the Folio to fold it out like a book. Well, on one side of the zipper, on one piece of the Folio is one ring, and then on the other side, the other side of the piece of Folio section, but over to the right side. So one ring is going to be over to the left where on one side of the folio and one is going to be over the right side on one side of the folio. So that way you actually have the strap basically keeping this shut, even though it has a zipper. For some reason you forgot to zipper it shut or whatever, the strap will keep it shut because there's one ring on each side. And then you have an adjustable strap that clips onto those rings. Well, that is going to give you also better stability because it's two rings rather than just one. Now, I know some people say that the two rings do give you more stability, and I can see that. But we do have other lanyards in the store if one ring is okay for you. But this is so cool because it checks a lot of boxes for the wallet, for the folio, for the IRA, for the stability, and so forth. Now, the strap that comes with it, you can adjust the strap so you can raise it higher or lower on your chest, or also lengthen it so you can go crossbody under your left arm up to your right shoulder, or under your right arm up to your left shoulder. Now, I will say that I am 5'9", and if I adjust this strap all the way to its shortest point, the folio wallet sits about, the top of the folio wallet sits about the middle of my chest. So, you know, that is okay for me, but I get it. You know, some women, all women that I know of at least, have some other things to contend with at the chest level. You know, let's just be honest, guys. So we're all adults here. Some women have larger chests, whatever. And this, if it sits in the middle of your chest, it might actually be pointing up to the sky, you know, whatever. I get it. So if you need to raise this a little higher, then we have a couple of solutions for you. We are going to include in the package one of our silicone magnetic ties that you could actually kind of bunch up the strap a little bit, wrap the magnetic tie around it, and close it shut with the magnetics or with the magnets. And that way it will allow the strap to raise this a little higher up on your chest because it won't be so much strap hanging and so on. So we're going to include one of those for free in the package. So if you want to make it higher on your chest, you can very easily with the magnetic silicone tie. And then when you want to make it longer again, it's real easy just to take the tie off and then you can make the strap longer. Now, the other way you could do it is you could actually tie a little bit of a knot into the strap if you wanted to. Just put a nice, you know, little loose knot in at the top of the strap, and then that will also cause it to raise up a little bit on your chest as well. So it's completely up to you, however you want to do it. You might find that at its, you know, highest point, or as, you know, as much as you can cinch it up is fine for you. In the middle of your chest is completely fine for using IRA. So if that's the case, then that's great. But if somebody does need it a little bit higher up, then we will give you that silicone tie to be able to do that. Or you can just tie a little knot in it, and then you're good to go. The adjustment on the strap is a buckle. So it's, you just slide the buckle one way or the other and it loosens or tightens up the strap. It is a fairly nice thin strap. It's about a half inch wide. So doesn't take up a lot of space. It's not overly thick or anything. The other cool thing, you can remove the strap from the folio wallet. So if you want, just has spring clips on the end. You can just clip those from the rings on the wallet, and you can fold the strap up and put it inside the wallet to store away until you need it again if you want. But they can be removed, which is very nice. Now, let's talk about the other side of this, because one side I did mention is the cell phone pouch. The other side actually has a zippered pocket that would be great for like a pair of earbuds, AirPods, whatever. You could also put a charging cable in here, maybe a very small power bank, you know, Apple Watch charger, you know, that kind of stuff, a cable, charging cable. So it is a small pocket on the other side. It's about 4 inches tall and about maybe 2 inches wide. So it's not a huge deep pocket. It's not a big, you know, long pocket, but it's small enough. But yet it's big enough that you can put a few things in there. Some cash, your keys, whatever you want to do. It's a perfect pocket for that. And so those are the two pockets that are on the outside of the folio. Now let's go to the inside. And this is where all the meat and potatoes is of this folio. Now, this folio unzips completely. So you're looking at it like a book, where the spine of the book would be on your left and the phone pouch would be away from you, and you would actually be looking straight at the zippered outside pouch or the zippered outside pocket. You would unzip it from the top left. It's going to go over a few inches, then down. So it's going to go over 4 inches, then down 7.5 inches, and then back over 4 inches around the bottom. So it completely unzips around the Folio Wallet. And then the whole thing flips open like a book. So just like you're flipping open a book, that's the way this works. So on the inside, starting at the top, you're going to have a really nice document pocket. Now, this pocket is about 8 inches wide. It's about 6 inches deep. So this pocket, you could put some serious documentation in. You could put a checkbook in here on either side. So when you fold it, the checkbook doesn't, you know, try to fold in half, but you just put the checkbook running vertical on the left or the checkbook running vertical on the right. And then you fold the folio and it doesn't interfere with the fold at all. It perfects right there. And then there's your checkbook. You could also put some airline documents in here, airline tickets, whatever you want, passport, all kinds of stuff. Documentation wise can fit in here. Now, of course, you can put other things in here as well, but this is made to be a real nice thin wallet, and it's not necessarily made to be like a big, waist pack or fanny pack or whatever, where you just load it up with a bunch of stuff, but you could get a, the only thing I worry about is if you load it up with a bunch of stuff, when you go to fold it shut and zip it shut, it just might not be that easy to do so. So you guys can just take a look at it. You can make your own decisions on what you want to put in here. Just test different things out. But this will be a great pocket for cables. Like I mentioned a minute ago, on the outside pocket, this would be a perfect pocket for cables, a flat charger, that kind of thing. Like I said, also great for airline documents, passports, COVID cards, things like that. And then right inside this big pocket, you have another pocket that goes about halfway up this big one. And this would be a great pocket for cash, that kind of thing, because it is not as deep as the biggest one. And it's about as wide as the biggest one. So you're still going to get the same 8 inches wide, but it's definitely not as deep. It's only a couple inches deep, but definitely can put some cash or cards or whatever you want in there. Now, let's talk about the left section as you flip this open like a book. The left section, this is where you want to put all your cards at, because this actually has, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different credit card slots. Now, these are running horizontal left to right. And guys, this is RFID protected. So you can put your cards in here and you know that it's going to be, that all the data is going to be completely protected. So that is awesome with this. RFID protected. All the pockets in here are lined, by the way. All the pocket on the outside. The cell phone pocket is not necessarily lined because it's kind of stretchy. But the other pocket, the zippered pocket, is lined as well. But on the inside here on the left, 6 credit card slots. So you can put IDs, you can put business cards, you can put Harbaugh Company business cards, you can put credit cards, you can put transit cards, transportation cards, anything and everything that's card related kind of thing, you can put in these slots. There's 6 of them. You can put multiple cards in each slot. Just really, really cool. Now, that takes up the whole left section. But underneath those card slots is another section that would be perfect for cash. You could put your cash in here, running lengthways, up and down. I mean, not having to fold the cash. You could run it, the length of the cash, but it would go in here vertical. So it would run up and down. So there's a pocket behind these credit card pockets that you can put other stuff in as well. Like I mentioned, plane tickets, COVID cards, passports, things like that. Then on the right side, you have, on this full right side, you have 2 transparent slots. Now, these would be for like your ID, your bus card, your insurance card for medical insurance, whatever. You have 2 transparent transparent card slots. The one on the top is running vertical up and down, and you slide your card in on the left side. The one right below that is actually running horizontal left to right. Instead of up and down like the one on top running up and down, the one below that is running left to right, and you slide your card in from the left, but it goes in lengthways instead of sliding it in. So the one on the bottom, you would slide it in with the end of one of your cards or your ID, slide it in that way, where the one above that actually slides in with the top or bottom of your ID. So like I said, the one on top runs up and down vertical. The one on the bottom runs left and right horizontal. Both transparent, both easy to get your IDs and stuff in and out. No problem whatsoever. And then underneath that section, you have another, like the other one we talked about. So the another one that is the same thing. You could put cash, you could put your passports, whatever. And that is completely underneath the transparent card section. So, but yeah, guys, and then that's it. But that is a lot of storage for a really, really thin folio wallet. And this is unisex. It will work for men or women. There's nothing on this that says one way or the other, you know, masculine or feminine. So definitely no big deal for either sex to carry this. It's really cool. The crossbody option is great. The putting your phone in the pouch there and using this with IRA, that's awesome. RFID protected, tons of storage, places you can put all kinds of stuff in here. And then carry this on your chest or on your across your body. But of course, you can also remove the strap that goes over your shoulder or whatever. So you could just carry this like basically you're carrying a wallet in your hand, like a clutch kind of thing. But women, you could throw this over your shoulder. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be crossbody, whatever. You just toss it over your shoulder and be fine. So, yeah, guys, this is awesome. And we have these in leather and nylon. Now, the nylon ones, you can definitely throw in the washer and wash it if it gets dirty. The leather one, I would not recommend that. But we have black leather, we have black nylon, we have blue nylon, and we have purple nylon. So definitely check out the different ones that we have at the time of this recording. It'll be on the website, and you can choose which one that you want. But this is a really cool thing. I love the cell phone pouch on the outside. It has a little strap, folds over, keeps your cell phone held in place, and then it magnetizes right there on the front. And it's not easily, your phone, trust me, is not easily going to come out of this at all. So, and like I said, it will hold basically every phone out there, including the nice big Pro Maxes, the iPhone Pro Maxes. And yeah, guys, these are brand new. They've got the adjustable strap, the removable strap, and really, really neat little deal. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us. And like I said, I will include one of the magnetic silicone ties if you want to cinch up your strap to make it even shorter than what you can when it's all the way cinched up itself. Anyway, you can always email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.